Good morning. Well, US markets were mixed on Friday, but the big standout was the Dow Index, which rose by a tenth of a percent, finishing at intraday highs, but also at all-time record highs as well. We had the S&P 500 completely flat and tech stocks still under pressure, as they have been in recent weeks, falling by about a quarter of a percent. Now, while we had energy stocks doing well on Friday, in particular the big names like Chevron and Exxon, which rose by between 1.5% and 2% as oil prices edged a little higher, most of the focus were on retailers and in particular supermarket groups. The reason for that is that Amazon, which rose 2.5%, the online retailer, said it's going to spend $13.7 billion in cash to buy the organic grocery chain Whole Foods. And that's about 18 billion Aussie dollars. So it does show certainly this is 16 times more than anything else it's offered, but it's serious about taking on those grocery delivery chains and businesses in the US. So as you can imagine, Whole Foods was the big winner on the S&P 500. It rose 29% while all of its competitors struggled. Walmart was down about 4.5%, the biggest drag definitely. Now, if it wasn't for Walmart, the market would have been up twice as much, which just shows how heavily it really fell. Elsewhere, we had Costco down 7, Target was down 5, and supermarket operator Kroger was down about 9. Walt Disney fell by about 0.5%, but good news for one of its big films, Cars 3, grossed $53.5 million at the weekend in the US and Canada alone, so overtaking Time Warner's Wonder Woman, which has been a success recently. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer also shrugged off a fresh legal action as well, and its shares rose slightly. Now, commodity prices were mostly higher on Friday. We had oil up 0.5% to 44 per barrel, iron ore up 0.4 or 20 cents to 53.90 per tonne, and gold prices edged higher by a fifth of a percent to 1,256. The Aussie market today is set for a slight improvement. Futures pointing to a gain about 9 points or a tenth of a percent, after having the best weekly improvement in 2.5 months just last week. We do have updates in terms of car sales for May and a speech by the Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we also have house price data out of China for the month of May as well, and trade numbers out of Japan. The Aussie dollar finally is firmer on some disappointing economic news in the US, which pushed the greenback lower. It's at 76.2.